Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Happy birthday, Billy Corgan. Subject of next question today, 58 years old. That's Smashing Pumpkins. That's
I don't know if Ike's in on 230 grunge.
Well, listen.
Smashing Pumpkins isn't grunge.
Yeah. Oh, you are.
It's not.
You are.
They're from Chicago. It's not grunge.
Well, you have to be from Seattle to be grunge?
They're not a grunge band. I don't know what to tell you. They're not a grunge band. Stone Temple Pilots are not a grunge band. Bush is not a grunge band.
Well, let's not bring Bush into this, but what constitutes grunge versus not grunge?
It's a very small group of official grunge bands.
Do you have to be born in Seattle?
Well, the band usually emanating from Seattle. I guess Pearl Jam is the sort of, it's Pearl Jam, Nirvana, Alice in Chains, Soundgarden, and then some smaller ones in there, but Smashing Pumpkins are not a grunge band.
All right.
I don't know what to tell you. They're not.
That sounds pretty grungy, though.
Put it on the Twitter poll.
It will be the Twitter poll.
It's not a grunge band. It's 90s rock. It's 90s alternative rock, but they're not a grunge band.
That sounds grungy.
They're not a grunge band.
All right.
We had Billy Corgan in here. I wish you could have asked him that question. I'm sure he would have loved it.
He probably would have shot me, honestly. Yeah. He would have been furious.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Marks Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you believe the Eagles can win the Super Bowl next season without a top five defense? Yes or no? What do you think the response is on that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, most of these questions are going to be yes. What do you think the percentage is on that?
Let's go 63% yes.
69%.
69, okay.
Yeah, 31% no.
So here's the thing. This is the way I look at it also. I got to look at the defenses around the league. Now, if you could have a top defense, of course you would prefer to have what the Eagles had last year. But they can't, right? At least not from a personnel standpoint. We'll see what they do with the new personnel that comes in and see just how good they are. They got a tougher schedule coming up. You look at the quarterbacks they got to face next year. Now you're talking about twice against Jaden Daniels, twice against Dak Prescott. You got the whole AFC East. AFC West. We play the Chiefs division.
Yeah,
right?
We play the West. We do this
every show and I never remember.
Yeah, we play the West division, but we also play Buffalo because they won their division. We play Detroit because they won their division. And I think we play the NFC West. So we play the Rams and that division. And either way, you got the number one. You got one of the toughest schedules in the league next year.
Yep.
And you're playing some of the top quarterbacks next year. You can't get around that. But I also look at the landscape and I say, if I'm looking at the teams that the Eagles have to get through, how many of those teams have great defenses? Or where would I stack the Eagles' defense up against? Starting the division, would you agree that the Eagles probably still, at least right now, would you give them the benefit of the doubt of having the best defense in the division?
You have to give them the benefit of the doubt in the division. Washington right. will have a good defense.
And we'll see how good they are.
Yeah, we'll see. I have no idea.
Okay.
But yeah, I think so.
I think the Rams' defense is solid.
Yep.
I don't think it's special.
No, but it's solid.
Solid defense.
Yep.
Detroit.
Good defense.
Good defense. Now, they had a lot of problems last year. They couldn't stop anybody last year. I know they lost Aiden Hutchinson. They're going to get him back. Good defense. I don't know if I would put it at the Eagles' level of defense we just witnessed.
No, but they had an outrageous offense, right? They scored 33
points
a game.
They did. So my only point in saying that is I look at some of these other teams and their defenses aren't that great. And they put such an emphasis on their offense.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so that's sort of where we're in that group now. We're in that group. We had the benefit of having the offense and the defense this past year. But now we're sort of in the same pack with a lot of the other teams. And does that mean we're going to have to win some shootouts from time to time? We might.
We're going to have to score more points.
Yeah, we're going to have to win some shootouts from time to time. I guess for me, I look at the Eagles' offense and I say, I don't think it's ever going to be an offense that I'm looking at 300 yards passing every game. But if you're a 240, 250-yard passing offense and you still run the ball effectively, whether you do it by committee, because Jalen is a part of the running game as well.
Sure.
So you do it by committee. That's still a dangerous offense. And you still got arguably the best receiving duo in football, certainly one of the top two or three receiving duos in all of football. So that's what gives me the confidence. And I'm convinced. Enough for the Dallas Goedert shenanigans. I wouldn't trade Dallas Goedert. For what? What am I trading him for? Another fifth-round pick? I got 20 of those already. I don't need another fifth-round pick.
You need somebody who's going to play football next
year. So yeah. I'd rather have Dallas Goedert on the team versus not on the team.
It would be a weird decision if they just trade him for the fifth or sixth-round pick.
I don't see what it does you any good other than does it save you money or something?
There's been enough weird decisions. I'm sure it would save them cash.
Right.
It would save them cash. But when we're talking about the cap is calculated currently with Dallas Goedert on the team.
Right.
Right?
So it is already what it is as far as that goes.
Yeah. I would assume they would maybe extend him if they keep him. That way they lower the cap.
Does he have a high salary this year? I don't know what
it's $14 million, I believe.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a pretty big number.
Yeah. We don't pay anybody here anymore.
Well, $14 million for a tight end is that's a lot.
Right.
But he is key for the tush push.
That's a lot. Well, then extend him then.
Well, your point is, and I don't know.
Extend him for 2 years, 3 years, I don't know.
I don't know what the Eagles' passing offense was from the bye on in terms of numbers. But you saying 240, 250, like it's nothing.
Yeah, it's nothing.
It seems like it's double what we were doing primarily last year.
Yeah, because we were extremely the other way.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like the last times, that aside from those two final games, the last times we've seen them throw a lot, we've also been a very high turnover offense. Mm-hmm. Last 23 and the first four games of 24. And we know we can't do that, especially if the defense isn't as good too, you know? So he's going to turn the ball over more, but everyone just automatically saying that the NFC Championship and the Super Bowl version that we got of Jalen, that's what we're going to get next year, which is essentially what you're talking about.
Yeah, I believe that's what we will get.
I just I got to see it. I guess
that's what
we
got in 2022.
But that was 3 years ago now.
Sure.
Yes. It's possible.
Well, he's not a running back. He didn't get any, he's a quarterback.
Then I guess my question is then, what was the difference?
What was the issue this past year?
Yeah, the year before, too.
It's a good question.
Yeah. And
it's a good question. Yeah, it's a good question.
All right. 215-592-9494.
I still contend in 2023, we kind of exaggerate how bad he was as a passer. I don't think he was as bad. I think this past year had more to do with his ineffectiveness as a passer than in 2023. In 2023, I didn't think the defense was very good. In some of those games, he had to win because that's what they needed him to do.
Yeah, and I don't think he's ever going to be that guy. Like, he's never going to be the every game,
right?
You know,
I agree.
Throw for 340 yards.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
Nor do you want to be that team because that team's probably not going to win the Super Bowl anyway, right? All right, 215-592-9494. Do you believe the Eagles, led by the offense, can be a Super Bowl contender next year if the defense isn't quite as good? And next question today, based on Billy Corgan's birthday, give us your go-to 90s icon. Jay in Roxborough, you're on WIP. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, listen, Howie is smart, man. You know, he's going to do what he does every year. You know, this team is going to – we're not going to play anybody in the preseason, none of our starters. We're going to use the first four games, probably split them 2-2, We're going to all look at Jalen Hurts. Oh, he's rusty. He's this. They should have played him. Next thing you know, we come out. We start off, like I said, 2-2, 3-1. You know, kind of what Ike was saying. You got to look at this team week by week, you know, as far as who we play. And the caliber, I think we're giving too much credit to the opponent. You know, we're overrating the opponents that we're going to play. You know, all we have to do is do what we've been doing, ball control. You got Saquon, you run. You know, you throw when necessary to A.J. I'm sorry, A.J., he'll probably end up crying and whining again after a win, like he's been.
Boo, boy.
Just like he did all last year, every day, every time after a win, we should have passed more. But you just won the game. So we're going to have that again. And next thing you know, we'll be 10-2 going to the last few weeks. And then once we get to the playoffs, that's really when we're going to see the difference in this defense, you know, whether or not it's a good defense or not. You know, we picked up a Dory Jackson. He replaces Slay in the sense that he's a veteran. He's seen it all, done it
he
all.
He stinks. Yeah, he stinks.
He's not good. He's not. Right. He's not that good, though. Like, yes, he plays the same position and is older, but he doesn't replace him in that Slay played great last year. You know,
I love Slay, but how much of a drop-off are you going to get with the Dory Jackson and his knowledge of how guys, you know, hit the slant, okay, guys' tendencies, where they sit their foot, you know? He knows things like that, so he's not going to get beat. And plus the way that Vangio plays defense, we don't play aggressive defense. We still play a style of bend but don't break. So we're not going to get dominated the way, you know, you may think we are. You know, those edge rushers, you know, I said this before, sacks are overrated. You really, to really make a problem for an offense, you got to get pressure on the quarter. Pressure is the name of the game, not sacks. Sacks just makes you go ooh and ah. But pressure is just like we did with Patrick Mahomes. It wasn't so much the sacks, it was the pressure and had them erratic. So
they had what, six sacks in the Super Bowl?
Do that.
Yeah.
Say again?
They had what, six sacks in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, okay. Sacks, like I said, sacks is great. All sacks is the man is on the ground as opposed to you holding them up. You know, sacks is just.
It's a big difference.
Not really.
Yes, it is.
Psychologically, it might make a defense feel, oh, yeah, we got him down. But pressure is the name of the game when you play defense. That's all. You just got to put. And half the guys that we're going to play, the quarterbacks we're going to play, their offenses are not that great. You know, so what game. When I think about the games that I'm afraid of this year, it's Washington, it's the Rams. And I'm always afraid of Tampa because they always do something to us. Otherwise, you know.
I forgot about Baker.
Yeah. You know, I don't underestimate a guy like Baker because he has guys like Godwin and Mike Evans. You know, up, you know, down the road, you got Terry, Scary Terry, and now you got Debo. Debo always scares me, but he's not in sync yet with that quarterback. So I think we got to pump the brakes a little bit on worrying about this team. You know, I think we'll be fine.
All right, Jay, why don't you give us your '90s icon?
Man, I was going between
just pick one.
Pam Anderson and Al Bundy. I'm going to go Al Bundy.
Okay, Al Bundy. Awesome. There you go. Al Bundy's a good one.
Pick between two and then say both of them.
Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, we may need a little help with the offense this year.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, if you want some help with your offense.
There you go. Be on the offense.
In the bedroom.
Be on the offense.
Oh, wow. Blue Chew, baby.
There you go.
Blue Chew. First of all, you've heard us talk about Blue Chew, and I just want to say this from the top. Even you can try the first month for free and just see if what we're talking about is correct. So if you just go to BlueChew.com, it'll take you 5 minutes. You get the first month for free. Use code 94. All you do is pay for the shipping. I think it's $4 or $5.
Yeah.
But Blue Chew is a superior product. We are all Blue Chewsmen here, the WIP Afternoon Show.
Yep.
Blue Chew, USA product, right? And we're all USA'smen here. It is made, shipped right here in the USA. So it comes quicker to you. It's cheaper. By the way, nothing's cheaper than free. Cheaper than a pharmacy. Mm-hmm. But it's all online, man. So when you want to perform in the bedroom to your top capability, you don't have to do the doctor's appointment. Mm-mm. You don't have to wait in line at a pharmacy.
That's the worst.
You don't even need a glass of water to drink it down because it's chewable, not a pill.
Yeah. It's getting better and better.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, what else could... I'll tell you, it is the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis and Levitra and Staxin and all that.
Mm.
And most importantly, she's going to love you for it.
Man.
And Mother's Day is around the corner?
Yep.
Man, that look she's going to give you.
Yes. What is that look? Give it to me.
Oh, God, no. That made me uncomfortable.
Look, man. Everybody needs a little extra confidence when it's time to perform. Blue Chew gives it to you. Like I said, the first month for free, it will come right into your mailbox in Jack A.
Hard package.
Discreet as well. Nobody's going to know what's in that package but you and your wife or girlfriend or whatever.
Whatever
you're doing.
Then the other package.
And yes, both packages fully operational.
Yep.
Go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94. You get your first month for free. Just using code 94. You only got to pay for the shipping. And then you'll be ready to...
Chew it and do it.
Chew it. Do it. Chew it.
So, Ike, we're here talking about the offense, and it happened over the weekend that the Eagles let Mekhi Becton go. 2 years, $20 million to the Chargers. But first, I think, and most importantly, it was big in Eagles Insider of the Year race because the person that broke the news was Tim McManus.
What?
And McManus has been in pole position for several weeks now. And, like, look, I'm not saying this is over for the other challengers. I'm saying you're going to need something legitimate before Wednesday to win this award, right? I mean, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I mean,
the last piece of big news came out before we give the award out.
Well, there is still Nick Sirianni extension.
Mm-hmm.
There could be a Dallas Goedert trade.
Now, it has to happen before Wednesday.
Before Wednesday, yeah, yes.
It can't happen afterwards.
No, and we'll keep the nameplate clean.
Right.
We'll do the nameplate after we give out the award. But I'm just saying, if you're, say, Elliot Shore Parks, and you want to win the award, you're going to need, now, does an Aziz... Aziz Ojulari signing, does that get him there?
Well, does
only if it's done before Wednesday.
Now, here's the distinction. Now, does he have to break it, or if they get Aziz Ojulari, do we give him credit for it? Because McManus had Becton to the Chargers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but Elliott did have Ojulari to keep an eye on before anybody else.
Yeah, keep an eye on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think?
To me, he had it. Now, it's not Elliott's fault that they aren't giving it to him initially.
That's what an insider does.
Well, one guy, A national guy easily could have broke the Beckman story. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but he is a national guy.
Not really.
Not really.
McManus.
He's not Schefter or something. He's here.
Yeah.
He only covers the Eagles. He's not Glazer or Schefter or anybody.
Crap sheet.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a local guy. Well, that's a big scope.
Here's the other thing that's out there. Is if somebody breaks the Brandon Graham news, and it is for sure, Brandon Graham will announce da-da-da-da-da.
Not what Jason Dumas is doing.
Well, but what if Brandon comes and says that Dumas was right, then Dumas could sneak back in there and steal award.
Now, Dumas has 2 days.
He does.
He has 2 days to find out the BG thing.
Right.
I think if we get, what's his name, Ojulari?
Aziz Ojulari, yeah.
Yeah, we get him, that should go to Elliott.
We'll see.
He was on it first.
He was on it first. Now, what do you think about... the Beckton signing alone...
Let me get to this Beckton deal.
I'll just say, the Eagles offseason, I don't care what anybody says, is friggin' weird. That's all I want to say. It's weird. It's weird that the Beckton deal was 2 years, $20 million. He's not on the Eagles.
$10 million? What'd they guarantee him?
I don't know. I didn't see that. I just saw 2 years, 20
minutes. I didn't see it either, yeah. But it has to be a money thing, right?
That's not that much.
No, I agree, but it has. That's the only thing I can think of.
I don't care. The Milton Williams, not weird. Josh Sweat, not weird.
Well, the Becton and then trading CJGJ.
Those were the weird ones.
Yeah.
Super weird. And all together makes everything even the fact that they're looking to trade Goddard.
Goddard, right.
For what? Okay, how many fifth-round picks do you need?
You got 20 picks over the next 2 years.
You only have so many spots on the roster.
And you're not even going to keep all the picks.
Yeah. Is it possible they like that kid from Michigan they drafted last year? Trevor Keegan. He was on the roster last year.
He's a lineman, right?
He's a guard, yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant a tight end.
No. I'm just saying a guard. I'm just saying the Beckton thing. It's so weird,
I'm going to tell you what I think here with the guard thing. Listen, we fixed Beckton. We're going to the well one more time with this kid from Houston. Former first-round pick.
Yes.
That they like. He's a reclamation project that they believe Coach Stoutland can get the most out of him. I think they know what Tyler Steen is.
Good enough.
Yeah.
To fill in.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's the guy who plays both positions, guard and tackle, so maybe he can do that. The kid from Michigan last year. I don't know if he's anything more than what Tyler Steen is, which is a capable backup, a guy that can go in there and fill in for a couple games if you need him to, but you can always upgrade that position when you get the opportunity to. I say all this to say they obviously feel that they'll be fine without Mekhi Becton. They must feel that as good as Mekhi played last year under this coaching – and with these guys, he still was a part of the group, right? Like, he didn't stand out alone from the group as a dominant player. And that goes to show you, because the league also said, we're not sure whether the guys you played with or whether you. We'll give you a short-term deal with some reasonable money, but the other kid, the other guard, got 20-something million a year.
Yeah.
And Mekhi Becton is still young, so it's not like he's some old guy. They didn't want to pay. The league told you they don't know if he's been completely, I was getting ready to say rehabilitated, but that's not the word I want to use.
Well, it's sort of what you mean. If he was going to be
coming out, yes.
Right.
Or did he just play with a great offensive line? He had Lane Johnson next to him, and he had Cam Jurgens next to him. And the Chargers gave him a 2-year deal for $20 million at $10 million a year.
Yeah.
That's...
But I think that's what's surprising is how low the number is. Like, had he gotten big money?
Oh, you're saying the number is low, so why wouldn't the Eagles be able to keep him?
Yes. They're not spending money elsewhere. I mean, I know you are, but like, that's a pretty cheap deal to keep the best offensive line in the league together.
And I know we're all talking about the future and talking about, you know, well, we're going to have to pay Nolan Smith and blah, 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 and Jalen Carter and whatever. That's also next year.
Right. You're not paying them this year.
I just wonder if the Eagles.
Maybe they are cash strapped.
That's what I keep thinking.
Yeah, maybe they are.
Right? And, you know, you can say, well, the team is worth this and this guy's worth this, but it's still like an operating, you know, budget you need to have. Mm-hmm. And if you keep telling me, if we had, you know, Jake Rosenberg saying, they can make room, and Elliott saying, they can make room, and then we just see guy after guy after guy after guy, you know, and they want it out there, by the way. I don't believe the CJGJ thing was a money thing, but when every beat reporter says it's a money thing, they're clearly trying to tell you it's a money thing, whether it is or not.
Right.
It's like weird. I don't know. The whole offseason
might not have been solely a money thing.
Right.
Or maybe a part of it was.
Yeah.
With CJGJ.
It's just like weird.
Then, both of them, it's funny because both of them are about $10 million a year, right? Yep. CJ was $10
million. Nine. Right around there. Yeah. It's weird.
Mm.
Whole thing's weird.
Or could it be there's a deal coming?
A big deal.
Yeah.
So is there anybody left?
I mean, only extensions. Like, yeah. These are extensions I'm thinking of.
Oh, Juergens.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's
Reed Blankenship.
Yeah.
I mean, Ojulari wouldn't be cheap. He wouldn't be nothing.
Right?
You know?
He's young.
Well, here's the other thing with him. He's still out there.
Right.
So he's not getting the offers he thought he was going to get. Maybe they get him on a one-year deal?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
See if he can compete with Uche.
Yeah.
And Bryce Huff in that rotation.
Who?
Bryce Huff?
Oh.
Ever heard of him? That's a Super Bowl champ to you.
Everybody's talking about how, you know, how young all the guys they signed were. It's like, well, some of them. But also, none of them were, like, how about good?
You know, let's start, like, with that first.
All of them have been, like, consistently worse throughout their career.
You can't be young and bad.
There's plenty. I was young and bad, you know?
Dory Jackson stinks. I mean,
yeah, he's not young.
He's not even young.
I know, but like, he knows the game. He started 5 games for the Giants last year.
He reminds me of he's like defensive back Paris Campbell. And it's like, oh yeah, he's a guy that existed.
Yeah, that's
he's
the one signing. I was like,
We're monitoring the beer can to the head situation with Howie.
Yeah, is it money or is it the beer can?
Yeah, like, is it one of those movies like we talked about on Friday? It changes you as you get hit in the head.
Yeah. Is it like Freaky Friday? Is this somebody else in Howie's brain and Howie's somebody else now? All right. Coming up next, we will check in on Clearwater as the midday show is down there today. But the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Also, you. Are you confident in the Eagles being a Super Bowl contender if it's on the offense to do it? 215-592-9494. And next question today, based on Billy Corgan's birthday, give us a 90s icon. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.